I'm calling the Senate Transportation Committee to order at 1:30 p.m. Today's Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019. Today we have present Senator Wilson, Senator Keel, and myself, Chair Hughes. Please silence or turn off your cell phones. Thank you to Carrie Cooper Ryder, Nate Williams, and Amy Bushnell for assisting us today. We have two items on the agenda. The first is House Bill 34, naming the Scott Johnson Memorial Bridge, followed by House Bill 88, naming the Trooper Gabe Rich Memorial Bridge. We will be hearing these bills, taking public testimony. Then, if it's the will of the committee, I'd like to move them both out. These House bills are the companions to the bridge bills we've already heard previously, Senate Bills 4 and 84 by Senator Coghill. So we'll start off with House Bill 34, if you'd come forward, naming the Scott Johnson Memorial Bridge. Welcome to Representative Tallarico and his staff, Julie Morris, to the table. And when you're ready, please state your name for the record and tell us about your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. I do appreciate this opportunity today to present House Bill 34. I'm Dave Tallarico, the representative for House District 6, and here with me is my aide, Julie Morris. And I know that you're familiar with these. I believe you've heard some companion bills, but I will go ahead and present this just the way I did for the House Transportation Committee as well, Madam Chair. So this legislation will amend Statute 3540 by naming Bridge Number 506 over the Toke River, and I believe that should say the Tanana River, at mile 1309 of the Alaska Highway. It will be named the Scott Johnson Memorial Bridge, and I know several of you have driven through there, so that bridge is east of Toke, east of the way station, I think, is what most people would identify it with. It's a reasonably new bridge that was built across the Tanana River. Just to mention a little bit about Scott. Scott was somebody who led from the front. He had very high standards for himself. After he graduated from the academy as a valedictorian, he was assigned to the Fairbanks Patrol. He became involved with the Special Emergency Response Team, and for 19 years, he also held positions as a perimeter team leader, the entry team leader, and acting team leader. He was a canine handler and instructor and coordinator. In addition to that, Scott trained at least 33 dual-purpose and or drug detection canine teams throughout Alaska. He also worked in the Alaska Bureau of Investigation, and at the age of 36 was promoted to sergeant. He oversaw shift patrols and later transferred to the Alaska Bureau of Alcohol and Drug Enforcement. And within his career, Scott earned 43 letters of commendation, including two for honorable service during that time. He was an incredible person and a remarkable law enforcement officer. Unfortunately for us, we lost Trooper Johnson on May the 1st, 2014, and he had accumulated all of those letters of commendation and his incredible service in 23 years of service to the state. So I would like this to be a lasting memorial to a man who gave his life in the line of duty for the citizens of the state of Alaska. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Oh, one thing, Madam Chair, if I could add, there were questions about reaching out to the community, and we actually had someone that did reach out to the community, and I believe in your packet there's an accompanying petition with signatures from community members that are very much in support of this.
And let the record reflect that Senator Schauer has joined us. Senator Marchicki has a bill up in Labor and Commerce. Otherwise, he would be here. Representative Tallarico, the wife of Mr. Johnson expressed that she would support the bill if there was community support. So have you provided copies of those petitions to her so she's aware there's community support?
And I believe I'll let Ms. Morris address that for me.
Welcome, Julie. Please put your name on the record.
Julie Morris, staff to Representative Dave Tallarico. Yes, Brandy's very much aware of the petitions, and the community has really come out and supported her. I would like to thank Dave Stancliffe and his wife, who put those petitions out in the community and helped get those signatures on that petition. So thank you, Madam.
And I'd like to thank the two of them as well, the two of you, to ensuring that her request was honored in that way. Are there any questions for the sponsor or staff? Seeing none, thank you very much for presenting today. And we will open public testimony at this time. This is 34. And we have on line Dave Stancliff. Mr. Stancliff, please identify yourself for the record and share your testimony with the Senate Transportation Committee this afternoon.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My name is Dave Stancliff. I live here in Tok. I've lived in the Tok area since the early 80s and in Tok proper since 92. I've gotten to know a lot of the folks here in Tok. There's about 1,000 in the summer and maybe a couple hundred more when the tourists hit, but we're a small town, and most of you are familiar with petitions. I certainly am. I've done my share of booth work over the years, and I know you know, petitions are petitions. Some people just say they'd rather not sign. Some people just walk away. And I just wanted the members to know that when we circulated these petitions in a matter of 2 or 3 days, we had nearly a tenth of the population sign. Everybody was so enthusiastic about it, thought it was a wonderful idea. They came to know and love Scott Johnson and his family. Scott's parents aren't here today. They were at two previous hearings that I was attending. And each time the hearing is held, I've watched the tears in their eyes. So please excuse them. And I don't speak for them, but I wanted you all to know how incredibly supportive the community is and how wonderful it will be when we finally dedicate that bridge to a great Alaskan in every sense of the word, from the time he was born all the way up through his years in Tok to the marriage to his beautiful companion and the work he did on behalf of the people of the state. So without taking any more of your time, thank you for making space in your very busy schedule to do something remarkably wonderful. Thank you.
And thank you, Mr. Stancliff. I hope you heard my thanks to you and your wife earlier for gathering the signatures as a way to honor his widow. So thank you very much. Are there any questions for Mr. Stancliff? Seeing none, thank you very much for joining us today. I'm not seeing anyone else online. Is anyone in the room? Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify? Oop, I saw a hand go up there, but I think it was just adjusting eyeglasses. So with that, I will close public testimony. And is there further discussion? What is the will of the committee, Senator Schauer?
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 34, Work Order 31-LS0313/A with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
And hearing no objection, the bill moves from committee, and we'll take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. Now we're ready to move on to House Bill 88, naming the Trooper Gabe Rich Memorial Bridge. Again, welcome back to the table, Representative Tallarico. And Thomas Studler to the table. Please again state your name for the record and tell us about your bill, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. I appreciate being here today. And once again, I'm Dave Tallarico, the representative for House District 6. You have before you today House Bill 88. This legislation amends Alaska Statute 35.40 by naming Bridge Number 392 over the Chattanooga River, which is located at mile 38.8 of the Steese Highway, and it would name the bridge Trooper Gabe Rich Memorial Bridge. Gabriel Rich attended Lathrop High School in Fairbanks and graduated in 2006. He attended Montana State University and the University of Alaska Anchorage before pursuing his lifelong dream of entering the ranks of law enforcement. After graduating from the Fairbanks Police Academy in 2007, he went to work for the North Pole Police Department, and then he was accepted later by the Alaska State Troopers in 2011. Of all of his achievements, the greatest of these soon followed when he became a father. Integrity was the foundation of his career as a trooper, and love was his foundation at home. As a father and spouse, you couldn't have asked for a more dedicated and compassionate man. In his career, Gabe was dependable, kind, and had an innate ability to bring comfort in difficult situations. He loved his work and those he worked with. One of the things that certainly came to mind were all of the thoughts that were expressed by the state troopers that I talked to that Gabriel Rich worked with, and something I don't have in my sponsor statement, but when your peers speak so highly of you, I can imagine that you were at the top of the list for all those folks. So he was an incredible, incredible young individual. Unfortunately for all of us in Alaska, Gabe lost his life on May the 1st, 2014. He had been in service to the state of Alaska for 7 years as a state trooper. And once again, I would like this to be a lasting memorial to a man who gave his life for all the citizens and residents of the state of Alaska, Madam Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And Mr. Sedler, do you have anything you'd like to add on the record?
Thomas Sedler, staffer, Representative Tallarico. This is too close to home for me. I actually knew and I worked with Trooper Rich, so I fully support this and doing this. And just so you know, the family personally went out and looked for support and had petitions signed to support this bridge, and in a matter of a few days they got over 125 signatures in support of this from the local community.
Thank you. That does speak volumes, and we all spoke words of commendation for both Trooper Johnson and Trooper Rich in the last hearing, and just because we're being a little quiet at this point, we have true appreciation for their sacrifice and their service. I believe I can speak on behalf of the committee based on our earlier hearings. So thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments for the sponsor or his staff? So seeing none, we thank you for becoming before us, and we will open public testimony for HB 88. I am not seeing anyone online at this time. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify? Please come forward. Welcome again. Please state your name for the record and your affiliation, and testify on HB 88.
All right. My name is Rodimus Mercado, and I'm an intern with Senator John Coghill. And I would like to say that it's been a great honor to be here as an intern. I come here and I do the duties of a normal staffer, and the senator gave me the ability to work with legislation regarding SB 4 and SB 84, which are the companion bills to HB 34 and HB 88, and it's been a great honor to hear the stories, see the experiences that these two gentlemen went through throughout their daily lives. And when I look now at May 1st, 2014, I will never forget those two gentlemen who I never knew prior to my time here in the legislature, and I'm very glad that I got to see their experiences and see who they are. And I hope that when these signs go up and the bridges are renamed, I hope other people who come by and see those names have that same experience with them, that they go through the stories and they look up those names for Trooper Gabe Rich and Sergeant Scott Johnson, because it's been an honor unlike any other to see these names, and I hope other people can feel that honor as well. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your testimony and the impression they left on the people we've heard from. It shows the kind of life they lived. I'm just wondering, we're coming up on the fifth anniversary of May 1st, 2014. Has there been, in Senator Coghill's office or with the sponsors that we heard from today, has there been any conversation of possibly having the bill signing on that fifth anniversary if we're able to get the bills through the floor and work with the governor's office?
Through the chair, Madam Chair, I have not heard any news about the fifth anniversary signing thing. Personally, it would be nice to have it honored on that day, but since I have worked on this legislation, I won't be here for the signing. So I would like to be there for the signing because it is something that I take much value in seeing done and seeing this happen and get passed. But if that's the will of the people, then let it be. I may not be there, but I'll be there in spirit. So.
All right. Well, whatever day is it signed, I'm sure that May 1st will be a day of remembrance. So thank you for coming forward. Thank you. Is there anyone else in the room? So seeing none, I'm going to close public testimony. Are there any, is there any further discussion from committee members? All right, and so I would ask now, what is the will of the committee, Senator Schauer?
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 88, Work Order 31-LS0658/A with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Hearing no objection, the bill moved from committee. And seeing no more business before the committee today, we will adjourn, but I'd ask that the members please stick around for a moment to sign the paperwork. Please let the record reflect the time is 1:47. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not bringing the gavel down yet because I think Senator Wilson may want to say something.
Yeah, just a couple of comments on these past two bills. I just want to thank Representative Tallarico on the record for carrying this through the House or the other body, and Senator Keiko's office for wanting to honor these two troopers. And it's no rush. We just wanted to make sure that we get this right, and I'm glad of all the due diligence that went into this for both offices to make sure that we get this right. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Wilson. All right. So let the record reflect. We are adjourning at 1:48.